want you to grow, as you said, in the leadership, leaders. A lot of became leaders just by, you know, when nobody else around to lead. We didn't necessarily desire to be a leader. It was handed to us. A lot of us don't feel like we are a leader or should be a leader. But we want to try to change that image if we can for you. Tonight, it fell my deal to do an evaluation. I thought I could write an evaluation, be no problem. It turned out to be a pretty hard problem. Anyway, I have this little paper. We're going to go through that. And what I want you to do, and I'm going to go through it with you, but I want you to answer the questions from your heart as you feel, and not to think, well, this is what it should say. Not what you think we might want you to say or what you want us to hear, but simply the way it is. And this is just for you. It's not for nobody else. Now, I will take it up and check it and kind of go over it tomorrow with your answers, but I don't want your name. You put a scratch or number or an X or a Y, whatever you want to put on there, so you can identify it and you can come pick it out of the group. Now, the paper's in this little folder. You can keep the folder for you, and you can put notes in there. You might take notes tonight or tomorrow, whatever. And keep up with your papers. And I would ask someone to help me pass these out. All right, Matt. You know, this is supposed to be like a self-evaluation. We talk about strengths and weaknesses and opportunities and threats. You might say it's like a SWOT analysis thing, but it's for you. A lot of times we don't realize our own strength. Sometimes we don't realize our own weaknesses. And this is just what this is about, to help you see some of the strengths or weaknesses that might come out. And I hope you'll get a better idea for yourself, not for me or for anybody else or for any kind of special grade. We'll start off on the first page. Number one, I have children. You put the number of children in there, grandchildren, if you have those. Number two, list three or more strong points which make you a strong church leader. And this is not something we want you to spend hours thinking about. Just put something down there. Three or more points you think that would be beneficial as a church leader. Number three, list three more weak points that hinder you as a church leader. What you think might be a hindrance to you as a church leader. And again, we're not trying to analyze everything, don't overthink it, just put some simple things there that you might think of. Number four, I am a good role model in the congregation. This is yes or no. Number five, I sometimes get angry and say things that I shouldn't say. Yes or no. I attend church regularly. Yes or no. And by regularly, I mean, you know, every Sunday. You would seldom ever miss. Number seven, I am trustworthy and dependable. Yes or no. Number eight, I find it hard to forgive. Yes or no. Nine, should one give as much to church as he spends on vacation? Yes or no. That's what you think about it. I am involved in my congregation. Number 11, the church should advertise its services. Number 12, I can and do lead prayer at church. 13, I can and do bring lessons at church. 14, I can and do take charge and help with communion. 15, I can and do lead singing. 16, I financially support our congregation. 17, I have prayer before every meal. Yes or no. 18, I have visiting church members stay in my home. Yes or no. 19, I know where each member of our congregation lives. Still yes or no. 20, I visit all members of the congregation at least once a year. Yes or no? I am creative in my church work. In other words, you think outside the box. Yes or no? 22, I visit the sick, especially those in the hospital. Yes or no? 23, I'm involved in community events. Yes or no? 24, I feel qualified to do Bible studies in homes. Yes or no? 25, I look for opportunities to do Bible studies in people's homes. Yes or no? 26, I attend other congregations when they have gospel meetings. Yes or no? 27, I speak at other congregations beside my own. Yes or no? 28, I conduct gospel meetings. And number 29, I want to be an effective leader. That brings us down to your congregation. And again, simple, quick answers, what you think about it. I'm a third. We have Sunday night services, yes or no? 31, we have Wednesday night services, yes or no? 32, our services are interesting and instructive. 33, our congregation is known throughout the neighborhood. 34, our congregation has a good reputation in the community. 35, we have outside members come preach for us. 36, most members attend every service. 37, we have many young people in our congregation. 38, we have someone in the congregation that can perform weddings. 39, we have someone in the congregation who preaches funerals. 40, we visit the sick in our congregation. 41, has the church ever had elders? 42, we have regular business meetings. 43, the majority rule is used in our business meetings. And 44, we must have 100% agreement in our business meetings. 45, all the men are expected to attend business meetings. 46, one or more men make the decisions for the church. Yes or no? 47, we have collection expectations expressed to the congregation. 48, we have a spending plan at our congregation. 49, does the church have money in CDs or savings? 50, the treasurer has plenty of money to sustain the church. 51, there are works that we want to do but cannot for lack of funds. Yes or no? 52, the building needs repairs. 53, we have prospects that may become members this year. 54, we're planning for church growth. Then number 55, on down and fill in the blanks. 55, what is the average age of the congregation? 56, how many meetings do you have in a year? That'd be like weekend meetings or week meetings, any special gospel meetings. 57, we have about blank in attendance on Sunday morning. 58, what could be done to help your congregation? 59, where do you think your congregation will be in 20 years? 60, the congregation has been here for blank years. 61, what kind of repairs does the building need? 62, what are the best opportunities for growth in this congregation? 63, there's three things or more are needed at your congregation. 64, what are the strengths of your congregation? 65, what did your congregation do last year to promote the church? 66, what methods do you see the church using to preach the gospel? 67, do outside people come to speak because there are not enough speakers? 68, what are the threats to this congregation? And if you need more space, you can write on the back. Put the number with it. And again, like I said, put a mark on there for you to identify so you can pick it up tomorrow evening. I don't want to know who did what. That's none of my business. But we want to talk about the result collectively tomorrow.
Can you play
this song? I want it back tonight. I want it back tonight. Okay. I tell you what we'll do. Ty's gonna have a presentation, and just before you leave here tonight, put it up here. Thank you.